Hey, good Sunday morning to you. It is the last day of the month of January. It's the 31st, and I have a podcast. I have an article that's worthy of a podcast. Maybe I should just start all over again. Dr. Everett Piper is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and he kind of got a little elevation into the limelight when he wrote an article about this is not a daycare, it's a university, and we did a podcast on that, you may recall. Most recently, on January 18th, Dr. Jerry Falwell Jr. welcomed Donald Trump to Liberty University to speak in the school's chapel. And since this president was elevated into a little bit of a limelight through his article, local media asked him, "Will I be inviting Mr. Trump to Oklahoma Wesleyan University to speak in our chapel service?" My answer has been simple and brief: no, I will not. In selecting speakers for Oklahoma Wesleyan, party affiliation and political positions do not matter. Personal conduct, public statements, theological integrity, and morality consistency do. In short, unless it is an open debate where different sides of an issue will be presented, we choose speakers who generally promote our university's mission and who do not stand in opposition, either in word or deed, to what we claim or hold dear as a Christian community. I believe I owe it to our students, faculty, staff, board, donors, and church to do nothing less. And frankly, Donald Trump simply doesn't represent OKWU's behavior, theological and moral or political ideals, to which this podcast commentator says, amen, amen, and more amens. But we need to defeat Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, many have said. Your criticism of Trump only helps them. You need to stop. You need to stop attacking those on, quote, our side, end quote. My response: anyone who is pro-abortion is not on my side. Anyone who calls women pigs, ugly, fat, and pieces of a blank is not on my side. Anyone who mocks the handicapped is not on my side. Anyone who has argued the merits of government takeover of banks, student loans, the auto industry, and healthcare is not on my side. Anyone who has been on the cover of Playboy and proud of it, who brags about his sexual history with multiple women, and who owns strip clubs and casinos is not on my side. Think about that. The man of anyone who believes the government can wrest control of the definition of marriage from the church is not on my side. Anyone who ignores the separation of powers and boasts of making the executive branch even more imperial is not on my side. I'm a conservative. I believe in conserving the dignity of life. I believe in conserving respect for women. I believe in conserving the Constitution. I believe in conserving private property, religious liberty, human freedom. I believe in morality more than I do money. I hold to principles more than I yearn for power. Let's read that sentence one more time. I hold to principles more than I yearn for power. I trust my Creator more than I do human character. I'd like to think that all this and more makes me an informed and thoughtful citizen and voter. I've read, I've listened, and I've studied, and there is nothing, and he has nothing in all uppercase, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, absolutely nothing in this man's track record that makes Donald Trump, quote, on my side, end quote. He says, I refuse to let my desire to win trump my moral compass. I will not sell my soul or my universities to a political process that values victory more than virtue. And since Dr. Piper made particular reference to the word virtue, let's jump into the Word of God this morning from 2 Peter chapter number 1. I'll read from verse 3. God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who's called us to His glory and excellence, or moral virtue, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you and I may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So for this very reason, make every effort to supplement or to add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, and to your self-control steadfastness, and to your steadfastness godliness, and to your godliness add brotherly affection, and to that brotherly affection add an unconditional love. And then he says, for if these qualities, or if these virtues, are yours and are increasing, they, those virtues, keep you and I from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whereas those that lack these, verse number 9, these virtues or these qualities, they are nearsighted. They are so nearsighted that they can be described as being blind. They've forgotten that they were cleansed from their former sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these virtues, you will never fall. Praise God to the reading of His Word. No, Donald Trump will not be speaking at Oklahoma Wesley University. He will not be speaking there. Thank you, Dr. Piper, for giving us Dr. Everett Piper, thank you for giving us a short article to take a look at this morning on Sunday morning, Trumping Morality. Christians, be careful who you vote for. Thanks, and have a great day.